Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Newell will be back on Monday. I'm Dave Cohen. Thanks for joining us here on WWL. Coming up next hour, we're going to hear comments from Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang and concerns that she is expressing about the coming hurricane season. We'll also check in with Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone over at WWL-TV to talk about what factors there are out there that may be the reasons that Shang is so concerned. That's next hour. We're also going to continue the conversation throughout the 3 hours of the program today about how do you feel about artists that you pay to go see in concert sharing their political viewpoints on stage. Are you cool with that? Do you think that they have a responsibility to do that? Do you think that it's irresponsible of them to do that? Should they do it on their social media or not at all? Share your thoughts with us on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line at 504-260-1870. I told you earlier that Ronald Surpass, former NOPD chief, was going to be joining us this hour, but he's had an emergency that's made him step away. So pinch hitting, and we're so glad to have him because it's like having one all-star filling in for another. Raphael Goyeneche is here from the Metro Crime Commission. Hey, Raphael.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Thank you so much for stepping up on such short notice. But sure. We really wanted to talk more about the VAPI investigation today. And really, you're the one of the two perfect people to do it. So yesterday, the New Orleans City Council approved hiring Transcendent Law Group to probe high-profile NOPD cases as an outside investigative unit. And I've got to imagine that at the top of their list is the investigation that your office brought to NOPD's attention recently about new issues related to the alleged affair between the mayor and police officer Jeffrey Vappi. How do you feel about the council moving ahead after the chief had called for hiring an outside firm, bringing in Transcendent Law Group?
Right. So keep in mind, in the context of what played out in 2023, where there was an extensive investigation into Officer Vappi's relationship and with respect to the performance of his duties as a member of the executive protection team, there were a number of investigations that were conducted both by PIB, the Inspector General's office, and then a thorough review by the Federal Monitor. And that was concluded with a three-day court hearing in federal court under the authority of Judge Morgan, who's presiding over the consent decree. At issue was, was that investigation handled properly? Was that investigation handled differently than other investigations conducted by PIB? And what the judge concluded was that, yes, it was, but she, instead of sanctioning the police department and the city, the judge was persuaded by the new superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, who pledged to take the department on a different path with more transparency and accountability. And she presented the court with some promises and protocols that would be different. One of the protocols that was offered by Superintendent Kirkpatrick was when there were high-profile complaints filed, PIB would not handle them. They would be farmed out to a third party for investigation. So this is the first instance that we're seeing this third party being hired to conduct these types of investigations. And the Transcendent Law Firm has a specialty of employment law. And essentially, this is the law firm applying the police department's policies, rules, and procedure with respect to the employees of the department, which in this particular case would be Officer Vappi. They will conduct the investigation. They will issue a report to the police department, and then it'll be the responsibility of the police department to decide what, if anything, to do with the investigative report that was provided by the law firm to the police department to determine if any rules, policies, or procedures of the department were violated. And if so, they will determine what the appropriate discipline will be.
Is that going to be a public document? Do you know what Transcendent prepares and issues to the NOPD instead of the Public Integrity Bureau? Will what they generate and give to presumably the chief of police be something that we in the media, you as a watchdog, will be able to see and understand what they developed and found and then compare that to what the police chief decides?
I believe that once the matter is concluded with all the discipline and due process, I believe that will be a public document. But I'd like to also point out that there'll be another layer of review that is ongoing right now, and that will be the local independent police monitor as well as the federal consent decree monitor. Both have the ability to serve as internal watchdogs, make recommendations to the police department and now to the law firm of certain things that need to be looked into. They will have the ability to see how that investigation progresses before the general public does. And they will also have the ability to comment on the post adjudication or disciplinary hearings and provide the public with their perceptions of how that investigation progressed.
So Transcendent will be looking into the latest round of allegations surrounding Vappi, the alleged affair with the mayor, and how that may and his activities may violate procedures, policies, and or the law, largely triggered by your most recent report that included this picture that we have on our website at WWL.com of the mayor longingly looking at Officer Vappi as they dine on a balcony in the French Quarter. What is it that you were concerned about that you submitted, and what do you hope to see Transcendent Law Group do with this information?
So this investigation isn't about an alleged affair. The complaint that we filed on April the 12th was based on a photograph that was provided to the Metropolitan Crime Commission on April the 7th. And on April the 7th, Officer Vappi and the mayor, Mayor Cantrell, were photographed on the balcony of a French Quarter restaurant dining with two empty wine glasses. It's apparent that the meal was over. That picture was taken at about 4:45 in the evening. on a Sunday evening, April the 7th. I confirmed that Officer Vappi was in fact on duty. And after seeing that photograph and having access to the information of the 2023 investigation, in which he was found to have violated professional conduct as a police officer and the performance of his duty as a police officer, I looked at that photograph and decided to issue a letter of complaint to the Public Integrity Bureau. So what we called for and what we suggested that the investigation include would be to determine if it was consistent executive protection protocols for Officer Vappi to dine with the mayor on the balcony of a restaurant. So what he's supposed to
consume alcohol.
Doing, well, yeah, that's I pointed out five things. That was first on the balcony. So the first responsibility of the officer is to protect the mayor. And when they're in a restaurant, it is inappropriate and not part of the executive protection team protocol for the officer to sit at the same table as the mayor, because if he's seated at the table, then his back is to a portion of the dining room, and threats could be emerging from behind him towards his target. So there are four members of the executive protection team. And in 2023, when this investigation initially surfaced, officers gave testimony to PIB. And we obtained copies of those tapes because those tapes were disseminated to the city attorney's office before the investigation was completed. And the city attorney's office inadvertently released those tapes to the public. So we know that members of the executive protection team gave statements to PIB in 2023 saying that they had admonished and warned Officer Vappi about the impropriety of him seated at the same table when other members of the executive protection team are supposed to be situated in a more remote area so they can surveil any threats that may be approaching the mayor from the dining area. So in this particular case on April the 7th, this is a restaurant, but Officer Vappi allowed the mayor to sit on the balcony. And the person that took this photograph observed them on the balcony. So threats could have come from the restaurant and also from outside the restaurant because of where the officer allowed the mayor to sit during the dinner that they had on Sunday, April the 7th.
Yeah, it's a good thing this person only had a camera. They could have had a weapon.
Exactly, exactly. So the next thing that we suggested was that I was informed that Officer Vappi was on duty on that day, and I asked the department to confirm that. I know that he was on duty, and I think that it's been confirmed by other media sources now, and that did Officer Vappi have permission from a supervisor to dine with the mayor on that date? So one of the additional changes that was implemented after the 2023 investigation was that four-member unit, the executive protection team, was going to have a supervisor. And those in 2023, there was a supervisor, but they were external to the unit and they were only processing the hours that they submitted. And Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent, said that she was going to appoint a supervisor that would be more hands-on involved in the day-to-day duties of supervising the members of the executive protection team. So if Officer Vappi was dining with the mayor, I suggested that PIB determine if he had permission from his supervisor, because if he didn't have permission and the rules say that he's not supposed to, then that's not one violation, that's two violations. And then we also point out that it'd be appropriate to determine who paid for the meal, and also suggested that the waiter that served the mayor and Officer Vappi on that date be interviewed to determine if they consumed any alcohol, particularly Officer Vappi. So this complaint isn't about whether the mayor and Officer Vappi were involved in a personal or romantic relationship. This is a complaint filed against Officer Vappi by the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and we're asking the police department, and now that will be determined or investigated by the Transcendent Law Group, to determine if he violated any police department policies, procedures, or rules. The areas that we believe that need to be investigated involve employment conflicts. So under the NOPD operations manual, it's considered a conflict of interest if an officer's action, inaction, or decisions are or may be influenced by the officer's personal or business relationship with his assignment. So in this particular case, it appears that that was a social meeting. And I say that because there's two officers on duty on April the 7th. They're being paid by the city. You only see Officer Vappi seated at the table. So if it's two people that are being paid and only one of them is there, that suggests that that meeting may have been less professional and more personal, and that might present evidence of a conflict of interest.
Talking with Raphael Goyeneche at the Metropolitan Crime Commission about the fact that the Transcendent Law Group has now been hired to investigate high-profile cases at the NOPD instead of the Public Integrity Bureau. When we get back, I want to ask more about that. Do we know, I'll ask Raphael, and he'll tell us, where the second officer was during the time that the mayor and one of her two security detail were together on this balcony? Was he there at all? Was he helping protect her, or had he been sent home? And we will underscore, what they did after this is not a subject of where they went and if they slept together or any of that is not an issue for this review. I didn't want to make it sound as if it were, but it is the nature of their relationship that seems to be at the center of all of these problems that are playing themselves out in other ways. He's Raphael Goyeneche. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. We'll be back after this. Your thoughts are welcomed on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking with Raphael Goyeneche. In the wake of the New Orleans City Council approving hiring an outside firm, the Transcendent Law Group, to investigate high-profile cases for the Public Integrity Bureau of the New Orleans Police Department and issue recommendations to the police chief. It appears the first of those investigations will be into a complaint that Raphael Goyeneche and the Metropolitan Crime Commission filed with the Public Integrity Bureau after the recent photo surface that you can see at WWL.com of New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell sitting at a table on a balcony at a French Quarter restaurant with the man who was supposed to be protecting her as her bodyguard, New Orleans police officer Jeffrey Vappi. You did say that you learned now that Vapi was indeed on the clock, was there with the expressed purpose of protecting the mayor at that time, and that there are supposed to be two individuals of her executive protection team to keep her safe. Do we know or have any idea, he's not in the picture, but where the second member of the executive protection team was at the time this picture was taken?
No, that'll be determined by the investigation. But there are four members of the executive protection team. And every other weekend, two members are responsible for providing executive protection services to the mayor as needed. So if the mayor needed executive protection service on Sunday, April the 7th, both officers are being paid. And if Officer Vapi has decided to sit at the table on the balcony and expose her to threats from not only the restaurant, but outside of the restaurant. And as you pointed out, I agree completely. That's why I pointed that out in our letter, that if somebody can take a picture of them external of the restaurant sitting on the balcony, that could have been a threat if somebody had such an intention in this. So if he was seated at the table and put her at additional risk, putting her on a balcony in the French Quarter, then where was the other officer? And if he was being paid and he wasn't even informed of this, that's something that the investigation is going to have to look into and determine why he wasn't called out when he was essentially on the clock being paid. Additionally, with those wine glasses on the table, if Officer Vapi was on duty, which we know he was, that means he's armed. So you're not to consume alcohol while you're on duty, and the fact that he's carrying his police weapon while on duty is going to be something that will, if it's determined that he did consume wine, and that's why we asked to PIB to obtain the receipt for the meal and to interview the waiter to make sure to determine if alcohol was ordered and who it was served to, is all going to be relevant as to Officer Vapi. So this complaint isn't about the mayor. It's about Officer Vapi, because the mayor is not susceptible to the policies and rules of the police department, but Officer Vapi is.
Even if he's dining with his supervisor, she doesn't get to make those calls as the mayor.
Exactly. So Officer Vapi is a police officer. The mayor appoints the superintendent, and now her appointment has to be confirmed by the city council. But anybody that wears that badge is susceptible to all the rules, policies, and procedures of the police department. Doesn't matter what the mayor says. You know, the rules apply to all police officers, and Officer Vapi is a police officer, and if he violated those rules, he should be and will be held accountable for that.
Do we have any idea how long Transcendent Law will take to conduct and complete this investigation, or is it typically, you know, they'll go where the investigation leads them and it takes as long as it takes?
No, they're limited in that the clock has started ticking once PIB opened an investigator file under the Police Officer Bill of Rights. There are certain timelines that have to be met. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but it's a matter of, I think, probably 60 to 90 days, and they can request an extension, and they can automatically get one. But, you know, just as in the last case in 2023, when that investigation was underway, I think they did request an extension, and that was an investigation that was being conducted by PIB. So they will have to comply with the law. The law firm knows that. They wouldn't have accepted this engagement if they didn't feel like they could complete the investigation within those timelines. So, you know, there are timelines that do apply, and they, because it's a private law firm, doesn't mean that they don't have to abide by those timelines. They do, and they're aware of that, and they will meet that obligation under the law to complete their investigation and make their findings available to the police department within those timelines.
Someone texted us and asked about the process and said, and they just, they appear to want to understand how it works, saying that, okay, so Transcendent Law Group does the investigation, they give it to the police department, and ultimately the decision rests with the chief of police. They say, exactly. But the mayor is the chief's boss. Can't she just fire her at any point?
Well, sure, she could, you know, she serves at the pleasure of the mayor. But that would be, I mean, is that a possibility? Sure, it's a possibility. But keep in mind that the superintendent, if she decides to issue discipline in this particular case, you know, she will issue that discipline. I don't believe that the superintendent has to tell the mayor before she issues that discipline. And if she fires, if the mayor elects to fire the superintendent because she doesn't agree with the discipline still stands, because that was the prerogative of the superintendent of police.
Yeah, I haven't heard any reaction from the mayor after the chief called for this outside law firm to be hired to do this investigation. I wondered how the mayor felt about her selection for police chief, who was then approved by the city council, bringing in an outside group to investigate her alleged boyfriend. But so far, we haven't heard anything from the mayor about that decision.
So go back to when Ann Kirkpatrick was being interviewed before the city council and some of the interview panels and her statements after being named the superintendent. Ann Kirkpatrick made it clear during the interview process and her conversations with the mayor and after she was sworn in that she was grateful for the appointment by the mayor. She was grateful to the council to confirm her. But Ann Kirkpatrick is the superintendent and is not going to be a puppet for anybody. She's going to use her 20-plus years of experience as a police chief to make decisions about all the operations of the police department. She doesn't have to say, Mother, may I, on anything. And I've had conversations with Ann Kirkpatrick, and she's made that abundantly clear from prior to day one as the police chief during the interview process that she was going to be, if selected, she was going to serve the police department and the people of the city of New Orleans and apply the rules, policies, and procedures equally to everybody that's a member of the New Orleans Police Department.
Somebody else texts in, and I wonder if Kirkpatrick, when she goes to bed at night, wonders, what in the hell have I gotten myself into? You don't have to respond to that if you do not want to, Raphael Goyeneche. So where do we go from here? I guess it's just a waiting time to see how the investigation unfolds and what the police chief decides to do with the information that she's provided.
All right, so what's happened now is that Officer Vappi is no longer on the executive protection team. He has been administratively reassigned. So we don't know where he is in the police department. That hasn't been disclosed. But he's not a member of the executive protection team as we speak. And he was removed, the day that the police department decided to open a file on this case. So I sent that letter to the police department on the 12th, and I think a day or two later, as they reviewed the information that we supplied to them, when they assigned a file number to that case, that triggered his administrative reassignment. So I would not have filed that complaint if I didn't believe that they were valid proof of violations of departmental policy. If that investigation confirms that, I think that under no circumstances will Officer Vappi be returned to that unit. I don't believe that Officer Vappi should have been returned to that unit after the first investigation was conducted in 2023 because he was filed to have violated portions of the police department's policies with respect to professionalism and performance of duty in connection with his assignment as a member of the executive protection team. And once you violate those policies and rules, I don't think you should have been returned to that unit. So this is his second chance, and it didn't take very long for that second chance to be squandered. So he's on administrative reassignment during the pending the outcome of the investigation. And keep in mind, if he's found to have been in violation, discipline is progressive. And this is, you know, more serious, particularly if he's consuming alcohol while on duty. It will be taken into consideration that he was previously found to have violated departmental conduct violations regarding professionalism and performance of duty, which means that if he's found to have violated something else while on that executive protection team, the discipline will be more severe in this second instance.
Got questions coming in. What if he resigns? Could he be fired over this? If he's fired, will he get his pension? We'll let Rafael Grianucci respond to those questions when we get back here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman as together we observe and celebrate a Friday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The late, great Jimmy Buffett. I know his sister is in town. Talked to someone who went to a party with her last night. His daughter is here. The Coral Reefer Band is here. They're all going to be participating in a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, a huge, huge fan of New Orleans and the Jazz Fest, coming up Sunday, the second to last act before the closing of the 2024 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Wow, what that should be very emotional and really, really wonderful. We're talking with Rafael Grianucci with the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Normand. And Rafael, we had some questions before the break. I wanted to give you an opportunity to ask that people are asking us about the investigation into Jeffrey Vapi, the New Orleans police officer, who you triggered a complaint to the Public Integrity Bureau after this picture that we have. You can see it at WWL.com of Vapi and the mayor dining together with wine glasses on the table on a balcony at a French Quarter restaurant. We know he's been reassigned and is no longer one of the mayor's bodyguards as a result of this investigation beginning. One person wanted to know, could the investigation lead to Vapi being fired?
Yes, everything is on the table. It depends on what's uncovered in all of this. So I think that everything that was looked at the last time is going to be looked at now. So during the last investigation, I told you that the city attorney's office, quote unquote, inadvertently released all of the tape statements of officers on the executive protection team and other witnesses. And included in those tapes was Officer Vappi's statements, and he made two different statements on two different dates to the Public Integrity Division. So one of the questions that was posed to him by the investigators of the police department was your relationship with the mayor personal or professional? And he had to stop the interview, step out of the room with his attorney, and return 20 minutes later and responded with his relationship with the mayor was professional. So fast forward to April the 7th on the balcony of the French Quarter restaurant, that letter of complaint. What's going to be looked at is there any evidence that that relationship between Officer Vappi and the mayor is in fact professional, or has it become personal? If that was a social get-together, what's the nature of their social relationship? So those will be things that will be looked at.
While he was being paid to be on duty.
Right. Now, keep in mind that one of the most egregious violations of the department is truthfulness. So if Officer Vappi is proven to have been untruthful in any of his statements with PIB from 2023, that's something that and that comes up and is investigated and documented in this particular case that could result in more severe sanctions against him that is not limited to but could escalate to a termination.
All right, we're running out of time, so I just want to quickly ask you, because people are asking us, if he is terminated, would he lose his pension?
No, he would not lose his pension. He'd still get his pension.
And if he resigns, somebody else wants to know, would the investigation continue?
No, if he resigns, it would not. That would terminate the investigation because he's no longer an employee of the police department.
And if it does not have any effect on his retirement, then, yeah, what would be the point of continuing the investigation if he is the subject of that investigation? Rafael Goyeneche, thank you for jumping in and pinch hitting for us. You knocked it out of the park, as always, and we appreciate your time here on WWL.
Thank you. Take care, Dave.
Rafael Goyeneche with the Metro Crime Commission. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Normand. I'm going to read a couple more texts and share some thoughts with you about this coming up next here on WWL. I'm trying to figure out exactly how I can word this and still say it on the radio. Text messages coming in. Dave, by now it's painfully obvious that Queen Latoya is going to do whatever she wants. Why keep throwing money away on this investigation? Besides, have you seen her lately? Officer Vappi is earning every penny. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Somebody else texted us and said, if the chief fires Vappi, Mayor I Don't Give a Damn will just fire her. Somebody else says, no way in hell Vappi will ever be fired. Another person says, nothing will come Vappi's indiscretions on the job, nothing in all caps. And somebody else says, Dave, it's obvious what's going on here. Cantrell flaunts the fact that she does what she wants when she wants, and why not? She gets away with it. I think flaunts is a good word. There is no doubt that Cantrell and Vappi had to know that dining and gazing each other so lovingly on the balcony in such a public setting that people would see them, but they did not care. They are crazy ballsy in their behavior with one another and really are not fearful of the ramifications, the outcome of any investigation, or what may come of it. And that is one thing that is crazy obvious in all of this. I couldn't say that the way I really wanted to, because I'd probably get in trouble for using some of the words I wanted to on the radio, but we'll just leave it at that crazy ballsy behavior of both Mayor LaToya Cantrell and now her former bodyguard, Officer Jeffrey Vapi, or at least temporarily former bodyguard. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to hear from the president of Jefferson Parish, who today Jefferson Parish officials held their annual Let's Get Ready for Hurricane Season news conference. And at it, the parish president expressed real concerns about the forecast for this season and the rapid intensification we're seeing more and more of hurricanes and what that means for our ability to prepare or inability to prepare for them. And we'll also hear from Mr. Meteorologist Peyton Malone on just what the data are showing us now and what we should expect this hurricane season. We'll also continue our conversation. Do you want the Rolling Stones or anybody else sharing their politics with you on stage when you pay to go see them? That's all coming up in the next hour on WWL, right after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.